Lathamasu Chab dictating patient's name is Sudha Sud, S-U-D, Sudha, S-U-D-H-A. Date of birth is 9/23/1953. Date of service is 2/26/2024. Ms. Sud is a very pleasant 70-year-old female with history of hypertension, chronic low back pain, status post surgery at L4-5, history of gastroesophageal reflux disease, osteoporosis, thyroid disease, and degenerative joint disease, who presented to the emergency room at University of Michigan with complaints of lower back pain relating to the left hip and thigh. She had lumbar fusion surgery in April of last year. She was evaluated. She was having significant pain, worse than before. She denied any new trauma or injuries or fall. She was unable to ambulate at home because of the pain. She was seen in the emergency room. She was admitted to the hospital for further evaluation of her pain. X-ray of the lumbar spine, she has generalized osteopenia. And these are an interbody fusion noted at L4-5. There was mild anterolisthesis at L4 with respect to L5. She has had MRI done last month, which was stable. Patient has continued on oxycodone. Also, she was given some morphine as needed and lidocaine patch. Also, was requiring Toradol and Robaxin, as well as was on Lyrica, which was continued. Neurosurgery was consulted. Was recommended a PM&R consultation. That no surgical intervention was decided. Patient had venous Doppler of the lower extremity. Which was unremarkable. She was given ketamine infusion. She had a repeat CAT scan of the lumbar spine. It showed no significant interval change. Also, MRI of the hip and lumbar spine was done. Showed no significant interval change. No fracture, no significant joint effusion. Redemonstration of left iliopsoas distal tendinosis with mild iliopsoas bursitis was seen. High-grade partial thickness tear of the left gluteus minimus and gluteus medius tendon were seen. There were some mild to moderate arthritic changes. Patient was given ketamine infusion also. She was being monitored. She was subsequently doing better, was recommended spinal cord stimulator as an outpatient. Recommendations were to wait PRS tolerated, PTOT. She was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she does complaints of pain, but states that she is doing some better. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, she denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. She does state that she does walk with the help of walker and has been doing better. She has been working with physical therapy. No other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for arthritis, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, gastroesophageal reflux disease, hyponatremia, lumbar stenosis, thyroid nodules, nodule left lung, right bundle branch block, spondylolisthesis of the lumbar spine, past surgical history, anterior lumbar fusion, L4-5, cataract extraction, colonoscopy, and cystourethroscopy. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none, allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medications reviewed and as documented in the EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, there is any heaviness or pressure sensation. In the history of MI, she does have history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration. Denies any history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal. Denies any complaints of abdominal pain. She does have history of gastroesophageal reflux disease. No history of peptic ulcer disease. Denied urinary. No complaints. Neurological. There's complaints of some numbness and tingling in her legs. Neuropathy. History of back surgery. No history of TIE or CVA. No focal weakness in the arms or legs. Musculoskeletal. She does complaints of back pain. History of hip pain. History of arthritis and history of weakness of the lower extremities. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal. Pupils were equal round and reactive to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities. No edema. Pulse was bilaterally symmetrical. Neurological examination. Patient awake and alert. Oriented times 3. Moving all 4 extremities. Slight weakness in both the lower extremities. Impression number 1. Chronic low back pain. Next, status post L4-5 fusion. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, degenerative joint disease. Next, neuropathy. Next, anxiety. Treatment plans. Patient is admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. Will continue current medications. Will consult PTOT. Continue to work with therapy. Will continue other medications. Will monitor her progress. Will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. End of dictation.